Okay, the voice.
You make leaps into places where aren't relevant to where you leap from. Be careful. Hashem can get what he wants, and we can select free will in some spirit. As long as Hashem can know what you're going to do, and we can select free will, even though we don't understand it, but it's not a spirit. There are many things in the world when you're grappling with the infinite that we can't understand. That's what I'm saying. So let's not jump to conclusions. We understand what Hashem, because Hashem told us what we'd like to understand, and what he gave us in the Torah to understand, we can understand. Or we can't understand, we can't understand. It's not that what we understand. Because the Torah helps us.
We can't understand what Hashem wants. Criticize
the state. Forget it. Criticism for me is awesome. So it's not criticizing anything. We're trying to arrive at the truth.
We're critical here on the
ground. We're not critical. We're trying. We are using the Talmudic process to arrive at the truth. That's not criticism. Okay. You said it. Let's define our terms. Okay, let's get back to our subject. Okay, let's take one more step forward and try to understand how Eitz's Bina Marosha fits into Dor Ikrisid and Mashiach. Dover Nifla Noisef Kuf Tes Zayn. Dover Nifla Noisef Anuroy Vitmosef. The Mazitlan is the Bavanas Darche Hashem, the Midrash Rabba. Let's have a look. Another awesome, wondrous thing we're going to see relating to our generation, and it adds another layer of understanding in the ways of Hashem. Midrash Rabba, Midrash Rabba Esther, Amar of Levi. Arurim haim arushoyim, shem is askim ba'etzera of Yisrael, v'kol echad v'echad v'em yoyitz nifnei darche v'oime. Rav Levi said, cursed are the rushoyim who are mitaskim, they're busy with evil etzers, whatever the word etzer means here, al Yisrael, and each one of them, v'echad v'kol echad v'echad v'em yoyitz lefi darche, and each one gives etzer lefi his way. Each one of the Rishonim have their own way, and they're busy trying to do evil for Klal Yisrael, each one in his unique way. Azoy. Atzati toive mi eitzeschor, eisav oimer. Shoyte ayakain shehogar es ochiv b'chai oviv, v'lo hayyadeh sheoviv poro v'rova. V'ani eino isekei, ele yikrevu yemei oval oviv v'argo es Yaakov ach. Esav said that Cain was a bit of a fool. Cain was a bit of an idiot. Because he killed his brother while his father was still alive. So his father can have more children. I'm not going to make that mistake. I'm going to wait till our father dies and then I'll kill Yaakov. And then there'll be no hemshet from there. Clever guy. Work things out properly. Parah Oimeh. This is all a midrash. Shoyte Esav. Parah said Esav was an idiot. He didn't know that Esav would have children in the meantime while he was waiting for his father to die. While Esav was waiting for Yitzchak to die, Yaakov had children. What's that?
Hold on, man.
Whatever. Oh, Ahud Ama, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Okay. I'm not even going to wait for them to have children. When the mothers are still pregnant, as the child is about to be born, we'll teach the midwives and they'll throw them all into the river. So there'll be no Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. So he's going one step further than Esav. They're all learning from each other. Haman said Paro was a fool. We haven't encountered yet. We don't know who they are. Leosid Lova Asid Loime, they in the future are going to say. Shoitim Hayyara Shoinim Shaim is asking by Aitzas Imam Chayim Al Israel Voloy Yoidim Shayeshlem Pitron Bashamay. Gog and Magog are going to say all these three that came before all fools. Because they're busy trying to destroy Klal Yisrael and they don't know that Klal Yisrael has a Pitaron Bashamay. They have something in Shamay taking care of it. אני איני עושה כן, אלא הרייני מזדווג עם פתרונם תחילה, ואחר כך אני מזדווג להם. והוא לא אמר, יציאה אפילו מלכה ארץ ולא אם הוא לא יש לי יחד על השם, ועל משיחוי. מה כתוב פה? What God's answer? What's he going to do? He's not going to do what they do. He's going to מזדווג עם פתרונם תחילה. What's it mean? He's going to go to war against Hashem.
Yeah.
Why are you bothering with Klal Yisrael? If you take care of Klal Yisrael, there's Hashem. Hashem will work. Yeah. You have to go to the source. And then I'm going to take out Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
He's going to... It's Yavu Malka Eretz. I'm going to war against Hashem. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh... Lia Tabol is David. Me, you coming to fight with? He doesn't say Shoita. It's Rosha. Kama Gadunim Yesh Nifnei, Kama Brakim, Kama Ramim. How much life do you have? How much time do you have? You coming to fight against me? I've got a few, I did some self-defense courses. Let's see. We're learning what we're learning here. It's not a general knowledge. We want to learn what we're learning here. And then we go expand. I'm just reading what the Midrash said. Midrashim aren't understood at face value. If you understand it, but first we have to read the Midrash. Kaidiksim, v'yaram Hashem, v'kol godol, v'kama shrofim, v'kama malachim, v'le gvorosi, teitzim, v'nechema simcha, adu daimen. Hashem will go out and fight against the goyim. Hashem could give you yotzak ish milchomois, yirkino ima ksiv, tamat v'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'oritz. So the Midrash, Midrashim, we understand something happened. I don't know what it's talking about. Mevaya bal tiferes tzion. What does the tiferes tzion say? All this Midrash. You don't understand this Midrash. We had three Rishoyim. Each one was cleverer than the next in his decisions about how to destroy Klal Yisrael. Turned out they were all a bunch of fools. Gog and Magog came up with a solution. And Hashem said, you're also a Rosh. What do you think? You're going to go to war against me? Who are you fighting? So what's going on here? My pshat the Midrash is there. What do I need this Midrash for? What I learned from this Midrash? Midrash doesn't tell stories. So the Tiferes Tzion explains
that. What is Hashem saying? What is it? You don't have to answer him. Don't try to fight, you know?
Good. Yeah, what's Hashem answering Gog and Magog for? You're going to come against war against me?
Go ahead. Go.
You really let me know. Just have a go and we'll deal with it then. Why do I have to tell Gog in the future? Yeah. Who is Gog and Magog also? Huh? I asked a question. If I knew the answer, I wouldn't have asked the question. Let's see what that Tiferet seals. Let's learn what we've been taught. Navar Bal Tiferet Tzion on the Midrash. Kfaseinu shit kufas ha-geula machrizim u-masoilam. Our generation, this period that we're living in, which is the period of Geula, or leading to Geula, the u-masoilam proclaim, shoytim hayo rishoynim, Hashem is asking the Eitzes Malcheihem Am Yisrael. But not the Lolecham Keneged Yisrael. We're not going to be like the previous generations who were fools who went to war against Klal Yisrael. We're not going to fight against Klal Yisrael. Ele Neged Hashem Ba'atzma. We're going to go against Hashem Ba'atzma. What does that mean? If you should be able to, I'm a chomash lem lolish abed otanu tachtam. Ele Lenatek is kesher b'neinu l'beinah kodesh baruch. Their milchama against us is not to mishabet us to them, to encapture us and enslave us and to go to war against us and take us under their shita and thereby prevent us from doing what we need to do. All they're going to do is they're going to disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'al say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lelachim b'hem ba'atzmo. Kama raim yesh li, kama gadunim yesh li, how much lightning and thunder, kama weapons do I have? V'ar tetzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu yigroim lehem asoy nais tevim ushunim. What's Hashem going to do to the Masorim when they start this? Doesn't seem quite negative, mida k'negative, mida. They're trying to disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Hashem do? He throws a whole bunch of natural tragedies, natural events he throws at them. Earthquakes and heat waves and fires and all sorts of weird stuff going on in the world. Hashem says, what the insurance companies call acts of God. That's what I'm going to. Because I believe in God, but when you come to get money for something that happened that we insured for, they tell you we're not covered for acts of God. That's, I'm not joking. Anybody ever to act of God? But there isn't a God according to your sheep. That's why we don't pay. So you don't work out the logic of that. So, that's what Hashem's going to do. These are the events that are happening in front of our eyes. We just went through a thing called Corona. Still going through a thing called Corona. And there's earthquakes and weather changes and all sorts of, who knows what, floodings and fires. The whole world is in turmoil. We're not going to be the ones that can, interpret all these nevuahs. Had these things not been written, we wouldn't be able to say that. Aval zeh ma shemitrachesh mul einaynu, nefilis b'neinu b'nina hatumim, from the falling of the b'nina tumim, ridas hamakashot, pitzus b'cho hatumi b'yapan, tsunami, soifas v'rukun b'amerika, u'milchomas b'kol ha'ilam ha'rabi, shemizlazois es kol yitzvoysam, shom umas ha'ilam, and all the things that have happened since this book was published. They went to war against Hashem. That's all the Ger Hashem says, how much? Who are you starting with? I have many natural disasters that I can deal with you. All these milchamas that Hashem's going against those who want to fight against Hashem, meaning that they want to take us from Hashem. They throw all their weapons at us. As the Midrash says, on that great day, the keepers of the house tremble. The Yitzhak gets scared when he sees Mashiach imminently coming because he knows he's going to be out of a job. So he does whatever he can to get Klal Yisrael to be mixed to delay the Gula. You just have to bend your ear just a little bit and you can already hear the shofar of Mashiach. It must have only been saying a God lazeh kudukmas bal pa'or b'terim knisosod la'aretz. As we said, the nisoinus just before coming to Eretz Israel will be a sad, but the myself was sitting in the volume that will be just before Mashiach comes, and that's kudukmas bal pa'or. There's no swerve b'nois mayav. Fire, you have to go through the Baal Peor, that despicable climate into the physical world in its worst possible way. And I'm sure there's going to be lots of comments, reactions. Not a reaction, a comment.
Why is Hashem working his Shabbat in a national phenomenon?
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Outright coming out.
Where's the Minuka Negamedia? Fuck, good. That's what you have to understand. Let's see. Yeah, yeah, good. Excellent question. Good, good, good. We need to break our ears a little bit. We're not used to thinking about it. Let's try and understand a bit more. Klal Yisrael nikraim rayosa shel boira oilo. Moshel mada v'doyme. The nara tzira shematzim la linaseh. You have a Klal Yisrael is called spouse. We discussed this at length. And one of the marshals of our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is of a spouse. So you have a young girl, they give her a shidduch, they suggest a shidduch, mufacheres, מצד הגודל הזה, בחייב, ראי לב משניים אותו, שזה נזכיר, this is a big step. Getting married is a big step. So the parents, they were, they persuaded, they worked with them, אבל אבינו איתו, הם מסבירים לה שזה טוב עבורו, והיא מסכימה להתארס. The parents, משכנע, הייתי, when I translate that word, today, they persuade her, they beat her up, they whatever, whatever, they drag her to the chuppah, whatever you want to, and she agrees to get engaged. אחר כך, ועוד תקומוס האירוסים, היא שוב חרדה ונפחדת. Now we have what's called the period of Eirusin. That insane, unnatural period between the Eirusin and the wedding. I want to keep it as short as possible. Because it's a state of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And now all starts again. Now the trembling and the fear, the fakers all start kicking up. Now she's terrified. Luchuposo eleches kasher hoyrev malavin oto vishnei tzedaya.
The mother and the father walk her down the aisle.
And toichin lairech kol haderech, they support her. Malvishin oisei v'od v'ada, they put in all this wonderful clothes and they spend all the money. Koinim es nidoinyo, mesadim es adira. Everything is organized in the derech of making a chasid. Yeah? Olchim rabin boim, mesamchim oto, roitim lifaneya. Hatizmoret menagenes b'kolois, that's why you need earplugs. And you don't know what that is. See, when you get to my age, you can't handle the noise. You wear earplugs. And if your stomach attack out of earplugs, you can't hear anything anyway. You switch off your hearing aid. She has it all worked out, okay? And when you're your age, you don't mind the noise. So cool. Okay. Got it? Listen, you're at the and the gvul. Or you can do what I did once in the chasin, and I pulled up the plug. Yeah. Carlo was very upset by the music. I went to the guy who was in charge of the band and I asked him please to stop playing the music, playing other music. And he didn't listen, so I pulled out the plug. Then he listened. Sometimes you need to explain it properly. I didn't explain it properly the first time.
Hey,
today you can't do that. I was young and insane. And I'm just old and insane. Okay. Fine, so that's what's happening. הבטחני מנסים בכל כוכן להפיג מתחים ולהלו הזכיח לסמוך אותו. Everyone's doing their wedding shtick and as once you've been to a Jewish wedding, you know what it looks like. ואפילו אבא ואמא הולכים הביתה, then everything often, everyone goes home. Everyone goes home at the end. Even the mother and the father go home. ורק הקלה ועצמו נסרס עם החוסן. All that's left is the chosen and the color get left alone. Case aleya livnoit mareches shel keshi yichudis beinayim. Now they have to build a relationship. They have to build a way of communicating with each other. Af echad lo yazor lo bakar. No one can help them. Kol ha-malavim oizvin oto v'yi nisharis levadri. Everybody's gone home and she's alone now with this guy, this stranger. And they have to learn how to get on, how to communicate. Kvan kva af echad lo masayla. He adds my tzlich livnoit keshi chasano. No one's going to help her. She's going to have to build a kesher with her husband herself. This yachad imoy lit kesher alav. Af echad lo yechol asoy soyz b'koyma ole lovoyz. Now you're on your own, guys. Zeh metzafeinu b'tekufa azu. This is mamash out the kufa. Ve'yavasa yachayv levodo. Avanu es kol ha'tekufas b'kol ha'doyres. Mi'etzias mitzrayim kasher nivchonu l'kal ha'tzirah. But Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were born, we became the color of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'chadosh l'vayetanu Moshe Rabbeinu. We had a wonderful manik, we had a Novi, Moshe Rabbeinu, who took care of us and led us. Aaron HaKoyin, called Ovadoi, also Amidlan, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim, Sheviyotanu Adayoyim Hazeh. We had Mugim, and we had all sorts of, we had Gilushchinas, and we had a Beis. We had all the wonderful support systems that a Jew needs as he's going through his spiritual development. Now we're standing just by the door to the final cheder ha'yichud. Now we're being severely tested. No one can help you. You're alone. The ikan is saying today to the Mekadosh Shem Shemayim alone. Nobody knows what you're doing when you're alone. ולבודי, רק הוא לבודי צריך להכריע אם הוא עוזב, אז כל העולם מזייח עם הקדוש ברוך הוא או לא. Only he can decide, and only him and Hashem knows, whether he's left the whole world and all its marriage card, and he's become one with Hashem, dedicated to an exclusive relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Matzav zeh b'kol pam k'Hashem Yisrael yotze min ha'golus, v'shibud Mitzrayim v'bar ha'maral, HaKodesh Baruch Hu pasach es ha'delet bifleinu yoichli v'tzeit min Mitzrayim. We always have these traces. Before the Geula from Mitzrayim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu opened up the door. You want to leave Klal Yisrael? Doors open. Ach mi yoitze min Mitzrayim, mi sherotze l'tzeit. Who left Mitzrayim? Only those who wanted to leave. Kol kach 80 asuz mi Klal Yisrael lo rotze l'tzeit. They didn't want to leave, and they didn't leave. They were there. You don't understand what happened to the 80%. The bottom line is they didn't want to go. Because if they wanted to go, they would have gone. Zu geil gula. Ha gula ini machriche es adam ligo. No one's forcing you to be redeemed. If you don't want to be redeemed, you don't have to be redeemed. Hipotachas befonem es adelet va'alav lachlit im uroitze letzeit olam. The door gets opened in front of you and you have to decide. Do you walk in or not? You take the green pole or the red pole? Or maybe the obvious. You know what I'm talking about?
One of each. Yes.
The matrix. You take the green pole or the red pole? No one's forcing you. You choose. You can wake up and walk through the door and bind yourself to God's ball, but you don't get to sleep. What do you want? Sorry to use that marshal, but we used to use it in two rooms. A Kodesh Baruch Hu opens the door and says, choose. Ezra, 150,000 people. What happened to all the other millions of Jews that went into Golos? They didn't come back with Ezra when the final Geula for them came. The Tekle B'nai Yisrael Shus Lalot, Kodesh Baruch Hu put into this king Korosh his mind to allow Klal Yisrael to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Rak Petach B'fnei Masadele to Mishu Lotze Negele, Yochel Negele. The door was open, you want to go home, go home. You don't. You're welcome not to. Zuhu at the Kufa Bo Anu Oindim. Hayoyim Ein Shibud Malchus. Today there's no government, there's no guy standing over you trying to stop you from doing the mitzvahs. No one's fighting against you. We've been freed from the Umas Ha'ilom. The entire Goyish world is free and available to us like never before. Our grandparents didn't have access to that Goyish world. The Goy wouldn't let him in. You couldn't go to the university. You couldn't hang out with him. There was no way for the Goy to get into your house. And he didn't get into your house. Today, he's a welcome member of the family. What's the seduction today? What's the war today? What do you need Hashem for? No, you can believe in God. You don't believe in God. But why do you have to be so fanatical about it? Just chill. Cult of the wonderful world out there. And we're very influenced by that world. Somebody who sees this and understands this and understands the criticalness of the moment. Only he's going out because he wants to. And there are those that don't want to. Terrifying understanding of the situation. This midrash, according to the Tiferes Tzion and others, well, we saw the Ramban with Israel's print very heavily on this. Choose. Do you want an exclusive relationship with Hashem or not? That's all. That's called marriage. Marriage is about exclusivity, right? The best marriage in the world, if it's not exclusive, it's not a marriage. Are you into everything out there? Oh, yeah, you're having a relationship with Hashem. Where's your ikka sipu coming from? Where's your simcha coming from? Where's your pleasure coming from? From the Goyishu world or from Hashem? There's a hard, difficult decision to make. Before you even start making the decision, you have to just become aware of the problem. Most people aren't even aware that it's a problem. Ma bayabaze. Ma bayabaze. What do we mean when we say Shaloh Asan Goy? It's very politically incorrect to think that we are the chosen people, that we're different from the Goy, and therefore we have to disconnect and have nothing to do with it. You grew up in England, it's easy to disconnect. From the Goy. We're not going off time with it in America, it's very hard. South Africa, it's even harder. We're such nice people. What's the problem with it? Not too much anti-Semitism. As long as you're white, you're fine. Maybe it's changed. I'm talking about migrants. So that's the problem. Not the Goy himself, that's the problem in it. The Goyish part that we've absorbed into our lives.
It's like flour. If you don't put water, they will die. It's the same thing for Jewish people. If they don't learn Torah, they will die by themselves. Goyish have nothing to do.
The problem is they don't die, they wither away first.
Yes.
They don't just drop dead, they become assimilated. Yes. And
because they have no roots.
Correct, correct.
Goyish is everywhere.
Correct. Excellent.
There's no yourself up everywhere.
And therefore, one second, let the guy have it, make the processes properly. And therefore?
And therefore, there is no cutting yourself off. You can't cut yourself off.
So then you don't, how do you deal with it? Well, no, it's got nothing to do with you. Why do I need to bring the Goyish cut into my house? Explain to me why I need to. Tell me why. Tell me why I need to. What do you mean? There's no 1 second. What do you mean? Tell you what.
Anything I did.
Sorry, just shouting. Shopping. Wait, one second. What's buying good, proper Jewish tzedulah clothes after the Goyish cut?
It's understandable.
Whoa. Who forces me to go to Amazon? I'm not saying I have an argument. You really want to arrive at the truth of what's going on? No, or not. Because I'm asking you, what forces you to go on Amazon?
Nothing forces.
So then don't. Ah, but am I going to survive? Good question. I don't know. But if my decision is I don't want this guy in my house, and this guy doesn't come into my house, and how will I survive? I don't know. We'll have to deal with it. Because I know many people who don't have Amazon and they seem to be surviving. They don't walk around naked. They seem to have a roof over their head. They seem to be functioning. I don't know how they do that. I'll have to find out how. Because taking Amazon and not using Amazon for me, I wouldn't know how to buy a bottle of milk without Amazon. But I'll find out because I know the people that do. They know where they're calling. I'll have to find out where that is. The question is, do I want to menatek first? You may not be able to. And then you're honest. Instead of gomor. But we don't say, I want to, but I can't, so therefore I don't want to anymore. No, first find out, can you?
Yeah.
If there's one person in the world that did it, let me go find out how you did it. Maybe I can't, I don't know. Do you want to or not? That's the question. Do I even see that it's a problem? Can I be a good, frum Jew and a goy at the same time? Yeah, there's whole religions named after that, Mahalo. It's called get the best of both worlds. Fine. That's how you want to live. That's a non-exclusive marriage. That's what you want. That's fine.
It's possible to manipulate people.
You can manipulate all the time.
A true choice. If you put from the childhood always the same thing at the end, it's impossible to go out of it.
Then you're honest, the Seder Gamor. Then you're honest.
Yes. I'm a Bino who's so concerned about not being connected to Goyishim. Well, you know, he's going to go through a first meal. Because he's not. Should I do it? There's all kinds of pros and cons. Maybe I shouldn't, because I'll be so different.
So what did he do? He just said, well, I don't understand. I don't want to be different.
That's what he did.
Okay, we don't really understand what happened there, but still, what's that got to do with you? So
So once again,
I'm just saying, why are you making it all or nothing?
I'm not making anything all or nothing.
You said I can't be a good Jew.
I didn't say you can be a good Jew. I didn't say you can't be a good Jew. I didn't say anything. I'm asking you. You asked me, you told me it's not shaykh to live without a goy in your house.
Right.
I'm trying to show you that it is shaykh.
It's not realistic.
And I'm saying it is. I'm saying it is. Yeah, I mean, that's a marshal. For an example, it's a marshal. I'm saying, why can't I?
Then don't send your kid to school. Send your kid to school. There's goy straight there.
Can I exit it? Can I give my children the koyach to meet moded with a goyish cart out there? Or can I not give them the koyach?
They don't send them to school.
No. That's not what we do. We send them to school because the Kenyan kids that go to school armed with the weapons they need, not to absorb the goyish cart. To be good, proud Jews and others. That's not first. Zed Lord Bishvili. How? You're dealing with how? Once again, I can't have a conversation with the law and we're trying to understand the sugya. You're telling me it's impossible. I was thinking, good on. I'm trying to show you that it's not impossible. I don't care when you wrote it. The principles have been alive for 1,000 years. They're still relevant. They're going to be relevant tomorrow. Are you looking to find a solution or are you trying to show me there's no solution? If there's no solution, there's no solution. I'm trying to show you that it's shaykh. If you don't want to hear, don't you?
I think it's easy to say. I'm challenging.
No.
I think it's easy to say shaykh. But when you get into the weeds of it.
Again, real, ideal process. Again, let's face this as an adult, not as a child. Number one, real, ideal process. The ideal is clear and we all want the ideal. For ourselves and for our children. But we see it's gatefished so well. In the real, we see it's not so possible. Okay. So now, what am I going to do? Well, I can give up because it's just not shy. Well, I can say no. I want to be part of the Gula. What does Hashem want from me? How do I do this? And people that have gone and got answers have turned their lives from 100% sumisht and messed. They've turned their lives around and actually producing beautiful from Jewish families who are connected to our college board in a very healthy way. Not cut off, isolated, living in some enclave in Bangladesh or something. In order to be leading normal, healthy, true life, engaged in the world, going to work, learning, but fully connected to our Kodesh Baruch Hu and the families there with them. So how did they do that? I don't know, we have to get ATs, we have to find out how to do that. Like the Mesilas Yesharim says, to walk through this maze on your own, you have no chance. Well, go find out somebody who worked his way through the maze, he's sitting up top there, he's been through the maze and ask him, how do I do that? People come to me with complex chinuch challenges. Go speak to the mumchin. Today, Baruch Hashem, there's unbelievably highly qualified, wonderful people that can madrich you and help you to deal with unsolvable chinuch problems. And if they're genuinely unsolvable, then fine, they're unsolvable. But do you know how many homes have been turned around because they just understood things slightly differently? Suddenly things just, oh wow, I didn't know that. Oh, wow, that's an unbelievable aid. So thank you so much. And people have done that. So then that's our responsibility. Go get help. You don't have to do it on your own. But you first have to want to. And if a college boy asks you to do it, it must be possible. Or you can stay in Mitzrayim. No one's going to force you out of it. We have to be able to go to work. We have to be able to use a computer. We have to be able to do all the things we need to do and stay Jewish. We first have to know what's the difference. It's hard today to see the difference. Is that Jewish or not? We listen to Haredi radio. That's Haredi? Yeah? Those radio stations are sort of under the pikuach of Gedolei Israel? Or the Kulu Kvira near Talatzot? There's Haredi websites. On those, you can also say Shalom Asani Goy. No, but it's Haredi. It's got a frum name. Yeah, but the guy's writing them a Kaifrim Gamori. Yeah, but that's Torah. That's also, yeah, but Rabbi, you can't come. You have to be up with the news. You can't be a fool. You have to make decisions. Who is driving my life? Do I want a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or do I want to be with everybody else? Forgive me for saying it, but the way we make chassidus today, what's Jewish about it?
Forgive me, I'm sorry to say it. I might let up to do myself by myself also. But I don't know how much we're brainwashed and manipulated by our kids to do things we'd rather not do. It's happened very hard. No, seriously. But sometimes you go to a wedding today and you ask yourself, Ribbono Shel Olam, after the chuppah, is there anything Jewish happening? My kesha. People get into debt and go bankrupt and get no who's what for what. There's so many areas where I do have some control, but you don't have control. You don't have control. The kids also bring all this goy stuff into the house. What do you do? No, I should. Okay. But what I can do, that I have to do, and I have to do everything. So in the odd mode, God, oh. Hello, Pashut. When Yaakov fought the Sar of Esav, you think it was an easy battle? He went in there, you know, Yaakov with his, you know, with his karate training, and the Sar of Esav was a weak thing, and he beat him up, and that was it. He said, yeah, milchoma, no. The Lord wouldn't shoot him.
Yaakov said to Esav, go away.
Go away, go away. Nachon? But it's a difficult decision today. Like I said, television, you throw the television in and Rav Miller said, you knock out the screen and use it as a bookshelf. So, it's about today. So take the internet and disconnect from the internet with Gamma. It's woven into our existence. So let's see, how do we go about doing that first of all? Make a cheshbon. Well, I can live without Amazon, but my wife can't. Okay? So you have to ask Shana's, how do you deal with it? And not push it, not push it, or you can just step out and say, this is not my only sign, because it's all good and it's all fine. And then the assimilation at this level is the set of the more. And I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm going to look like a boy. To Hashem, no. Because no marriage is like that. You can have the best, happiest marriage in the world. But one day a year, forgive my language, okay, you're a bit unfaithful. Your wife will accept it? I'm asking you a question. No, she wouldn't. So why should Hashem? I don't know. No, you see, you talk nonsense.
Every time I say something, you disagree.
No, we're not talking about whether you eat Rabbanu. We're not
saying you apply the same thing.
No, one second. Why is eating Rabbanu being unfaithful? To a shimping going. I don't understand. My kesha eating rabbanut, okay? To shalos sani goy. My kesha.
You took caution seriously. You wouldn't rely on.
Who's talking about mitzvahs? Who said anything? Did you ever say one thing about mitzvahs? We're in the world of kabbalos or malchus shemayim. We're not in the world of kabbalos or mitzvahs. Don't kasha to mitzvahs. You can be not keeping one mitzvah and still living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's approved you. That's what Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim tells you. You don't keep the mitzvah, you're not in trouble. You're going to have a hard time maintaining Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. I'm not saying not. But we're not discussing that now. We're discussing Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. How does my relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu look netto without the performance? That's what we're talking about here. Makisha Rabbanut. And once you start that, well, he used shavuot chickens in my oven. He owes me a new oven because I don't eat. But that's my kesher to anything. Was a shaykh to anything. We're not talking about mitzvah.
But that's
no, that's not davening kabbalas or mitzvahs. With all due respect,
maybe three times a day, but not the rest of the day.